No panic zone. I'm Steve Guerra. I am America's voice. I'm here fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth relentlessly every day. To be honest with you, because somebody's got to do it. I mean, who else is doing it, right? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, FBI informants and not the dirt chicken little lies were the ones behind the manufactured plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. I'll explain. We'll get back to that. Number two, there is an ongoing massive shift of Hispanic voters to the Republican Party, and that's why Democrats are in full-blown panic pushing for federalizing elections. Trust me on that. And number three, we'll soon ring in the third year, the junior year of the pandemic, and right now, as I told you yesterday, I know more people with COVID than at any time during the last 2 years. Some of them are pretty sick. Others have no symptoms at all. Me personally, I'm kind of in the middle of the road. But I want to point out some important facts. Like 30% of all new cases are in New York City. That's right. 30% of all new cases in America are in exactly one place. New York City. Boy, those lockdowns, those mandates, those businesses running into the ground at government direction. Those school kids who missed 2 years of education and had virtual learning instead, or the ones that never came back and will turn to a life of crime. Yeah, that was an incredible investment in the future. What a payoff. Bill de Blasio, the worst mayor in American history, delivered epic failure in spades. And yes, as I mentioned, I have COVID too, but I'll be just fine, thank you. As I work through it, I'll tell you exactly what I did about it. We'll get to that later today. I could cough a bit here and there. I may be a bit slow, but I will never give in, to government tyranny or the vast overreach of Democrats and socialists who would love to see this pandemic and their outsized government control of you and me extend on forever. I'll never put up with that. So I'm here. Bear with me if you need to, but I'm here, and I will be, because the relentless pursuit of truth, common sense radio, discussions with you are far more important than anything else. With that said, let's start with what Joe Biden said, what he said then, and what he says now. Two very different things about COVID. Two very different things. Yes. Old Poopy Joe. He said he would shut down the virus, not once or twice, but over and over and over again. Listen to this.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
Well, I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
You mean to tell me Joe Biden didn't have superpowers over the virus? You know what? Neither did Boris Johnson or Emmanuel Macron or Angela Merkel or anybody else for that matter. All of those lockdowns, the destructions of business, and the punishment doled out to school kids, mostly in America. Because by the middle of 2020, most European countries had figured out locking schools and keeping kids at home didn't change anything. Anything. It just hurt the kids. It destroyed their learning. It hurt them emotionally, developmentally, and on and on and on. But America persisted with these bad practices in large part because of teachers' unions. Don't have to like it, but it's the truth, and sometimes that hurts. And I'm more than happy to tell you what it is. In February of this year, shortly after taking office, President Biden predicted an end to the pandemic by Christmas. Listen.
By next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing, than we are today. I think a year from now, when it's 22 below zero here. No, a year from now, I think that there'll be significantly fewer people having to be socially distanced, have to wear masks.
Yeah. He was going to shut it down. And then, of course, in July, he declared independence from the virus. Now we're in the worst surge we've seen yet. You see, the virus is real. Its variants are real. It affects different people very differently. Young people, however, for the most part, don't have bad outcomes. There really is no reason to keep schools closed. But if you look at New York City, 30% of all the brand new cases in America, 30% are in New York City, where they've had the strictest lockdowns, the strictest mask and vaccine mandates, the strictest protocols, and the worst outbreaks. Best practices. We hear about that a lot. Best practices. Well, the best practices are lose a little weight, take your vitamins, eat good food, not garbage, look after your health, go to the gym once in a while. All of those are things that will help you fight the virus. We heard our good friend Ron Rademacher here talk about his experience, his devastating experience with COVID. He's fully vaccinated, of course. So am I, by the way. Doesn't prevent you from getting the virus, but I sit here and wonder if it lessened my symptoms. I don't know. But when Ron Rademacher was here, fully vaccinated, 71-year-old man in perfect health, who walks every day, he was told by his doctor, even though he had a terrible fight with the disease for 3 weeks, that if he hadn't been a guy who walked every day, up and down the hills, up and down the hills, the outcome could have been much worse. So it's about your health. Your health can make all the difference in the world, which is why I'm sitting here, because I will never give in to tyranny, ever. And mandates, I do not agree with, never will. But Joe Biden, you know, the guy that said he would shut down the virus, well, now he is surrendering to the COVID pandemic and admitting openly there's nothing he can do about it. There's nothing he can do to stop it or slow it down, which totally destroys his claims that he made over and over again about shutting down the virus. But here he is. Listen.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help.
So there is no federal solution. Didn't we tell you that before? Didn't I say that exact thing on this program too many times to recount here? That's right. There's not a government solution to that, and the government can't go out and set the thermostat on the planet either. Oh, global climate change. We'll raise your taxes. We'll save the planet. The oceans won't rise. Shut up. You don't have that kind of power. We need more conversations about more ways to cure this illness, more ways to make sure that we're doing the right things and not shutting people down. We'll be right back on the Steve Huber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the Muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit GoMuskox.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message.